But right about now, it is time for us to bring in the Cobra.
Here he is, the Cobra. Here's Cobra.
Southwest chicken soup, green chili chicken enchiladas,
Jesus.
Spicy pasilla chili chicken. Yes, all of that. You know what? I was not a believer in Spotify for the longest of times. And I don't know why, because it helps us immensely just having it, you know? Spicy shrimp tacos, smothered chicken burritos.
I want to die.
Why were you not a believer?
I don't know. I just, you know.
You didn't believe it existed?
No, I wasn't like a truther. I wasn't like Blake with 9/11. I mean, I thought it was real. I just never went to it and never realized his genius and how easy it was. But chicken enchilada, I just
want
to
bring that young twink around on that idea, by the way.
Blake?
Yeah, I'm going to get him off this 9/11 truther kick.
Watch the videos, man. Wasn't real. Southwest chicken soup, chili chicken enchiladas, spicy pasilla chili chicken. By the way, did you use your Chili's gift card yet that I gave you?
Yes.
You did?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Oh, yeah. I had dinner Monday night.
So the Brinker people sent us like $100 worth of chicken enchalada, loaded white queso, pork carnitas taco, prime rib fresh Mex bowl, prime rib fajitas, prime rib tacos. They took them off the menu.
No, they had a closeout sale.
All the items were like on a rack, you know, it's like clothing.
It was like going to Ross for food.
Little $2 bin.
Yeah. So Brinker sent us like $100 worth of gift cards.
Thank you, Brinker.
50 to Becca, 50 to Mino.
Aww.
And you've already used them.
Yeah.
Did you take a date or was this solo?
No, this was just me and chicken tenders and a few margaritas.
That's, oh, really?
Yeah, it works with
alcohol.
So
you're sitting at the bar drinking all by yourself? No date, no nothing?
It sounds a lot sadder than it actually was, but yeah.
Did you drag something out of Chili's?
I did not drag anything out of Chili's.
Look, he didn't want
to... Let me ask real quick. Were people wearing either masks or funny hats?
Did not see any masks.
He didn't go to Fridays. He went to Chili's.
One thing I get mixed up.
Spicy shrimp tacos, smothered chicken burritos. Did you find the menu was simplified?
I haven't been there in a while, but
if it wasn't a book,
it was,
and it didn't have
pretty simple
spicy pasilla chicken.
They didn't have
chicken enchilada, loaded white queso, pork carnitas taco, prime rib fresh Mex bowl, prime rib fajitas, prime rib tacos. What were they
doing? I think they did have prime rib tacos.
They should pare it all the way back down. Anyway, thank you to Brinkers,
Brinker, not Brinkers. There's only one.
All right.
They should pare it down to just bread and water.
The simplest of foods.
Which is what we were always threatened with to eat as a meal when you went to military school.
What if there was just a photo of Jesus with a loaf of bread and some and like a bowl of water? Spicy shrimp tacos.
And for an extra $2, they'll put salt on the bread.
Right. Anyway, back to Spotify.
Oh.
I'm not sure how we got off on that kick, but... It's just so easy work-wise.
Well, this Mexican hors d'oeuvre thing kick that you're on here.
That I'm on.
You just start randomly listing foods.
I don't use it much for listening, like if I'm listening to songs and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Yet, but I use it for work. Spotify, good for work.
Cool story, bro.
In the end.
That's it?
Spicy shrimp tacos, smothered chicken burritos. Let me add some more foods to spice the story up.
So essentially, Corby took 6 minutes to say, hey man, Spotify's good for work.
You don't use it, bro. You don't use it for just regular listening, though.
I have, but not a ton.
Man, it is.
Are you done buying records?
Pretty much.
Are you really?
Yeah, pretty much.
I still feel like I need to own the stuff that I really want. You know, like Isbell's record that came out whenever it did. I want to own that. I don't want to have it on some thing. I want to own it.
Okay.
I need it.
That's fine. If that's what you want, little buddy.
The old 97s record?
Yeah.
Need that. Want that.
Yeah, I might buy something like that or maybe Isbell's just to help out the cause.
Yeah, I feel that they work their ass off, and if I really like it, then I should buy it. I know that's like the anti-TC way to go about life.
Mm-hmm.
But if someone does something really good, I'm okay with buying it.
Yeah, I am too. All right, we got a lot of stuff to get to here today. A lot of football all over the place. In fact, the college football blowhard is going to be in here.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame noms, 5'10".
Yes, going to be in here. Or going to take a look at what's going on with Charlotte and Cam and this dust-up that's going on out there. We'll get into that at 5:30. At 4:10, let's look at the Packers. We'll have E-News at 4:30, Community Quick Hits at 6:10. Right now, though, the time is 3:41 here on The Ticket.
I touch myself. All
spicy shrimp tacos, smothered chicken burrito, smothered chicken quesadillas, smothered carnitas burrito, carnitas fajitas, creamy jalapeno wings, Mexico, Brazil, Argentina, Ecuador, Central America, Peru, Bolivia, Hong Kong, Malaysia, New Zealand, the Philippines, and the United Arab Emirates. It's worse than my pig.
How does it feel? Huh?
Not good.
It sucks, right?
Yeah.
All right, I'm done now.
Looks like the hand's on the other foot now, Kramer.
That's...
Who's being leveraged here?
Friendly Chevrolet and Trees and Deep Ellum.
So I don't know if you boys have been noticing this. You probably haven't. I can't say that I'm terribly interested in this story for... at face value, anyway. Mm-hmm. But the Atlanta Braves are in a little bit of trouble right now.
Financially? I thought they just built a new place.
They did. They're not in financial trouble. They're in trouble with MLB. Their general manager, John Coppolella, had to resign a couple days ago. And you know who his boss is, right?
John Hart.
Well, Coppolella had to resign.
You know what they say about John Hart?
What's that?
No Hart.
His name's Hart. John Hart. He's the Rangers GM.
Well, Coppolella got in trouble for that always incredibly murky area, which about 20 seconds of hearing this explained is all I can stand. But he was messing around somehow with bonus pools in the Latino country, in the Latino world.
Whoa, watch what you cut off there, pal. Oh.
With Latino amateurs.
They all have them. You don't need to specify the races.
You know, you can only pay these guys so much, and something funny was going on down there with the Braves and their Latino scouting and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
How they signed those young amateur guys, like those kids that I saw lined up around the wall in spring training that day.
Right.
And this is bringing so much heat on the Braves that he had to resign. Now, in other Braves news, they made it known yesterday that they're picking up the contract next year of their manager, Brian Snitker.
You could have given me 50 years to guess the name of the Braves manager.
And you wouldn't have come up with that?
No.
Man, I'd never heard of the guy either until he emerged on the scene with them.
Snitker.
The interesting thing about this, though, is there was some thought before they did this that they may go in another direction, perhaps outside the organization, or they may look on the inside. Now, who was on the inside of the Braves organization who would have no doubt been a candidate for this?
I don't know.
There are two names that you might remember. Bo Porter, who used to manage the Astros, and...
Wash?
Ron Washington.
Wow. I'd love to see Wash given one more chance.
I promise you, that will happen.
You sure about that? You sure he wants it?
Yeah, I'll bet he does. I mean, I haven't read anything about him discussing it or saying anything about it, but I promise you, he would love another go-round at this.
Still the second biggest American mystery.
That's the thing. If he ever takes a managerial job, that should be the stipulation that he has to come with full disclosure of his crimes.
Right.
What do you think about that?
I would love to hear it, because I don't know. And
no.
The fact that...
Oh, I think you know. I think we all knew.
Yeah, that he put the moves on some Chinese broad.
An employee.
Yeah. Was it employee? No, it wasn't an employee. I thought it was a media member.
No, it was an employee.
Like, who, though?
I don't know.
Even a squirrel farmer.
Was I wrong about her being Chinese?
I don't know that either.
Did I make that up?
I heard that. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, it seems like I remember hear something about that, about her being Asian of some kind.
I remember Asian. I think you took the Chinese liberty yourself.
Okay. All right.
But
you're doing that live.
I'm not either. I don't know how to do that. I don't...
Take your fingers away from your eyes, too, Corby.
Okay, shut up in there, meat whistle.
No, I don't want to play joke, and I don't want you to put pee-pee in my Coke.
Hey, I'd love to see him get another chance, too. And I'll bet he does somewhere along the line. You know, all these things have a statute of limitations out there, and once the statute of limitations wears off and you're no longer too hot to handle and... You can explain it away to your fan base and your bosses and whoever else you have to explain it away to, then I think it's very likely that it'll happen for him.
I smell fish. What's going on in here, man?
Did somebody have fish for lunch?
Slave of wizard.
There's a big old salmon in the trash can.
Like a live salmon?
Yes.
Or cooked?
He's cooked. God.
What's that? Is that dental floss down there?
Yes, it is.
What is happening in there?
I don't know.
Is this Dan McDowell? Because you know he eats salmon.
I know.
That had to be him.
Well, everybody eats it.
No, they don't. I think salmon's terrible.
You don't eat salmon?
Worst fish in the world.
Man, I love it.
I love salmon.
Well, you can have it.
But I don't eat it for lunch. That's worse than ribs for lunch.
Did you have ribs?
No, I didn't.
He went and had a chopped beef sandwich.
I didn't end up doing that.
Where'd you go?
It was I went to Sandwichery. Sorry.
God. Well, you can get a chopped beef sandwich at Sandwichery, can't you?
Nah, you got to get it. Go down to Sammy's.
What'd you get?
Chicken enchilada, loaded white queso, pork carnitas taco. You're not allowed to ask anything.
All right. Well, keep your eye on Wash. Keep your eye on Wash. Hold a good thought for the Braves and everybody else while you're at it.